The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
We're taking this whole Doc thing very serious.
Hey, yeah. I got the Stogies.
Stogies lighting it up.
These are genuine Havana cigars here, and we got.
I don't know if you want to do that. That might be okay. No, okay. This is
billowing.
I'm tweeting a picture of this just so when we all get rounded up by HR. I was not responsible.
I'm telling you, as their building manager, I know where the smoke alarms are. I can turn them off. Nothing matters. I can barely see Keith now.
I know. This is supposed to be a smoke-free building.
Yes, but these are Havana cigars. So it's Cuban smoke. Why are you such a hater?
I'm calling OSHA right
now.
I'll be right back.
It's Cuban smoke, though. Mm-hmm. There's a total difference.
Mm-hmm.
Total difference. JR15 just tweeted, you can tell what kind of guys at Cal 79 and at the Blaze Brad are. They went to the Alamo and focused on the squirrel balls. Actually, Cal wasn't there. He just got to see the
the photographic proof of the balls of them on the squirrel. I appreciate that.
GMB Saddle Trench says that Blaze Brad believes in spaghetti minister without meatballs.
Spaghetti monster without meatballs.
Or minister.
He's a heretic. What's to wrong the with meatballs.
How many puffs have you had of that thing?
Holy food fight.
Is this a cigar or is this... it's like thin at both ends. That's a lot of smoke. You know what? Before we get in more trouble, let's get to your headlines.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
I've lost count. Nice maracas, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I like the way you shake them.
I just had them installed.
And those other things that you brought, they look pretty good, too.
Gordy things? Thank you.
Thank you. No, I've lost count in the number of deaths related to Islamic-inspired terrorism during the holy month of Ramadan.
Right.
So I've got multiple sources on this. I've got a low end, only 691 deaths. On the high end, 1,076 over the last 16 days.
Wow. Wow. That's worse than traffic deaths in Texas.
Just 14 days left, and then it's complete and total peaceful tranquility until next Ramadan.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to some great guys at the Fort Worth Police Department. We've got officers William Margolis and Christopher Weir. Uh-huh. They found out that there's a World War II veteran, 95-year-old gentleman by the name of Julius Hatley in Fort Worth, who woke up to find his air conditioning, his lone window unit, was not working Saturday morning, and the temperatures in his house were 85 degrees.
Yeesh.
The gentleman, the police officers, decided, you know what? Let's do some good here. Let's go down to the Home Depot and buy this guy, this hero, this American veteran, a window unit. Home Depot found out what they were doing, and they actually donated the $150 unit.
Oh, that's
so,
very cool.
Absolutely.
That's the winner bell, right?
Yes. This is the winner bell, yeah. This one.
Which one? Oh, that's...
No, the other one.
What, that one?
This one?
There you go.
All right, so if I win it, they're very good.
Winner, winner.
Have another puff.
Thank you. I like this.
I think we have too many bells.
Never.
You cannot have to. Give me one of these bells. Which one? I mean, seriously, I don't want the little tinker bell. Give me the cowbell. More cowbell.
That's it.
Thank you. All right. Now, check this out. I want you guys to look at these pictures. These are, I know it's a visual aid.
Last time you said that, we got in trouble.
Not those pictures.
Look at these pictures. These are two different men.
Bright Snoop Dogg of society.
The guy, one of those guys, the guy on the right, is innocent.
Two
different guys.
Oh, I thought this was the same.
The guy on the right was put in prison for the last 17 years for an armed robbery he did not commit.
And the guy on the left is the one who did it?
He swore up and down. It was not me. They found out this guy, who looks just like the guy who's been behind bars for 17 years.
Wow.
This guy lived right near where the robbery occurred. There was no DNA evidence, nothing like that. I'll tweet that picture out here as soon as the segment is done. Right. And you guys got to see this.
They even have the same hairdo and the same facial hair.
It looks like a doppelganger.
Wow. No kidding. It looks like Snoop Dogg, too.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're all here this morning means that we did not win the Powerball lottery over the weekend.
Yeah, I missed that.
I didn't check my ticket yet, though, so maybe I did.
Save your time. Okay. Unless you were in California purchasing a ticket, which is where the winning number was. Now, how does this work? The jackpot was $447.8 million.
Wow.
Now, how does this work? The annuity would work out to be $40 million. The cash option, $24.9
million. Wait a minute. $24.9 million per year?
No. So you get $40 million total if you take roughly $1.3 million a year for 30 years.
How's that work?
Or you just take the cash option at $24.9 million.
So one-time cash out is 24.
Seriously, I need some help on this because I was in such terrible math probably English class apparently as well. But in school, I cannot figure this out.
Wait, what's the jackpot again?
Okay, the jackpot's 447.8.
Right.
Well, let's just call it 447.
Yeah. Okay. So we get a cash option of 24.9 or the annuity of 40 mil.
Is that 10% or 5%?
And the annuity is 40 mil per year.
No. 1.3 million per year for 30 years.
This is George Bush something. Fuzzy math.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
So anyway, the guy, California does not tax lottery winnings. Did you know that? Can you believe that?
I did not know that.
New York, 8.82%, Texas, 0%. So win it here.
Right.
But there's still a gap there because
that's insanity.
I don't. Someone help me with the math.
Where's the $400 million that you're supposed to be getting?
I tweeted out this chart.
I turned down to 1.3 a year because
I think I'd do that one.
That's slightly less than what I'm making right now, but I can.
You'll take a pay cut.
I wouldn't have to work.
I did tweet out this chart at the Blaze Keith over the weekend. I still don't understand it. There's a gap there. There's some missing cash. Someone find it.
All right. As soon as we find it.
A Massachusetts woman faces possible felony charges for allegedly allowing her pig to get too fat.
Wait. Her pig?
Oh, no. It's better than that. It's. Her pot-bellied pig. I mean, that's what they are. They're pigs.
They're supposed
to be fat.
They have
pot bellies.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to face animal cruelty charges. Megan Caterno of some town I can't pronounce had her pot-bellied Maybell removed from her care after authorities discovered the pig weighed 196 pounds, roughly double of what she should weigh.
How do you know how much a pig should weigh?
I know.
It's a pig.
Is there a rule on that?
Although I did have a friend who had pot-bellied pigs. Have you ever played with one? Yeah. They're weird, aren't they? They make that because you expect them to... Yeah. They sound like pigs. But it's weird because you think it's like a dog, but it's got really rough skin.
Can we talk for a second on the people who have pigs as pets?
Sure.
I think it's a little weird.
What is that?
Yeah, what's wrong with cats?
What's wrong with a cat or a dog? Why do you need a little pig as a pet? Is that, am I just the only one who think that's strange?
I think it's a little odd. And everybody I know that has ever had one, they're a little odd.
And then there's a guy with the goats and the
Do you train a pig to use the litter pan?
I was going to say, can you housebreak a pig?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can? Yep. Yep.
My sister has one.
How do you keep yourself from killing it and eating it? Isn't bacon really good?
I don't think that there's any rule against it. I think that pretty much, you can.
Because you can't, if the dog wets the floor, you can't eat it. If the pig wets the floor, be like, all right, that's it. I've had enough of you.
You can't.
Into the frying pan you go.
Anybody.
So my sister has a little pig, and she has MS.
And the pig or your sister?
No, my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And the pig helps her.
Is it a pot-bellied pig?
Yeah.
How much does it weigh?
How?
I don't know, and I don't know.
Does she live in Massachusetts?
No, she lives in Florida.
Multiple sclerosis, is that... I mean, what's her... She can't bend over, or she can't, like, bend, like, her joints? What's the...
How's the pig help?
Yeah, that's my next question.
It helps her. She says it helps her.
It's kind of like a... what's the... I'm having a brain fart. When the animal...
because you're not supposed to be here
today.
When
the animal helps you...
it's a service.
Like,
service
security...
security, the puppies, like the things.
There's an emotional thing. Yeah. I mean, is it helping her emotionally?
Probably.
I forget the term.
But so I went home... Only had back home.
Therapy.
Therapy,
yeah.
To visit her, and then I see the pig. It's a little black pig. And I picked her up, and then my mom was like, "Oh my God, twins!"
Do the rest of the villagers want to eat the pig?
I wanted to eat the pig on Christmas, but
let's move on.
Hold on. Here's what they can do for that pig. If you think maybe the answer is the pig needs more exercise, well, surprise, that's actually not going to help, because here's the headline. Too much exercise is bad for your gut. Yay!
I'm in good
Happy
shape.
Happy Monday!
Yay! I knew it. Hold on.
Shake your maracas.
See, now I have an excuse to tell my wife. Yeah. Honey, if I keep working out, I'm going to get rid of my gut, and that's bad.
Right.
Right.
Yes, dad bods are in.
The research, which comes from Australian sports journal Alimentary Pharmacology and Therapeutics.
Sounds very reputable.
Do you have a subscription to that? shows that intense physiological stress on the... These words are too big! I'm about to move on from this story. It can trigger the leaky gut syndrome. You don't want that. It's a condition in which the gut lining weakens, resulting in the passage of germs and toxins into the bloodstream.
What?
Amen. Oh. Amen. We cannot work out, gentlemen.
Can't do it.
It makes your stomach leak?
It's believed that the resulting
leakage... not that kind of leakage.
A story with the word leakage. I'm loving this now. Of toxic waste is a primary cause of, look at this, multiple sclerosis and chronic fatigue, and has a role to play in many other illnesses. So, putting in hours at the gym,
bad.
Screw
it's
that.
Bad for you.
All right, let's see here. Police in Jackson, Mississippi found a severed head on the front porch. You sent me this.
I thought when that happens.
There was no body.
The best line in that whole story.
What you got?
The cause of death. Listen to the cause of death.
I see it. Okay, you want me to read this?
Yeah.
The cause of death, he said, appeared to be severance.
Yeah. That will do it every time.
Every time. Every time. Now.
Right. Got time for one more?
I got time for
one more. Just one more.
Because that guy there was bald, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little concerned. Right. Have you noticed what I shaved my head over the weekend?
Which I didn't. I need
to. Okay, so I'm bald, so I'm a little concerned about Mississippi and police in Mozambique, who are warning that bald people are being targeted by superstitious attackers who believe their lack of hair denotes wealth. I can assure you it does not.
Well, you think about it, Lex Luthor, Daddy Warbucks, you know, those guys got money and they're bald.
Mm-hmm. No. Listen to this. Some people in Mozambique mistakenly believe the heads of bald people contain gold, which I can assure you, they do not.
Oh, all we got to do is crack open at the Blaze Keith's head.
Why are you sharpening a knife over there, Chris Cruz?
Because it is time. It is time to find out what gold is in Keith's head. We'll find out in a second. We just take a break
right now.
This is The Morning Blaze.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, keep the tweets coming. Use the daily hashtag What I Learned Today. The Steve42 says the missing Powerball money is in Keith's bald head.
Get your knife.
I like that a lot. Let's see here. TMB listener 002, politicians in California just got woke. We can tax lottery winnings? Bills are being written as we tweet. Yeah, what is up with... I did not know that they didn't tax lottery winnings in California.
That'll that's be pretty amazing. That's,
is they that like the only thing else, that they don't tax?
Just about. And they're broke. I mean, they're totally broke. What is
Thomas Schwenker tweeted? What I learned today: if you're told you're getting a severance package, run.
That was the when I saw that story. It was a weird, obviously a horrible, horrible story. But cause of death: severance.
It's a morning blaze. We're allowed to joke around.
Yeah,
sad things.
We do that.
Oh, Jordan Rick says at the Blaze Brad, make sure you put a towel under the door so it doesn't escape to the hallway. Referring to the Cuban smoke.
Cubano.
Los Cubanos.
How do you say that?
Cubano.
Cubano smoke.
Los Cubanos.
Los Cubanos smoke.
Because Los is boys.
Right.
And Cubanos
Los
is
Lobos.
Boys.
Dum Dum tweeted, hashtag what did I say? Who can I sue for making me fat?
Ooh.
The fork manufacturer. I mean, forks make people, guns kill people, and forks make people
fat. Do you
fat.
Blame the fork, or do you blame the pot you cooked it on? Because you have to trace it back.
That's a good point. That's a real good point. I don't know. Yeah. It's a good cigar.
I can tell. Mm. Like,
it's really. Although I'm not a big cigar smoker, but I'm telling you, when you've got the option for a Cuban cigar,
you have to.
You just feel like it. And why can't we deal with Cuba? Well, I mean, I know we can now, sort of. But what was the whole reason we couldn't deal with Cuba at all?
Because they had sanctions on them.
Why?
Because they were communists.
So's China.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply. China's a big power play.
Right.
We make more money with China.
Yeah.
I've never understood why we could not go to Cuba, why we couldn't do anything. You know, couldn't deal. Well, you could go to Cuba. You just had to fly to, and you still do, I guess. Fly to Canada first or Mexico and then go to Cuba.
You wait a minute. Now that I thought it's over, now you can't fly direct?
But you know, I think you still have to.
You can fly direct.
You have to have a work reason or a school reason.
You can't just go visit?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that there are still restrictions in that sense.
No, my friend was just there,
but
and he's
probably
not,
under a work thing. Probably or
so. Relying to their government,
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they do. They put you in that position, and that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. Coming back into this country, let's see. I guess it was an immigration in
customs
in Dallas. So the government has tried to streamline the process of getting you back into the country for whatever reason. Of course, the usual intent of the government ends up being 180 degrees off. So it says, you know, if you follow the orange signs, if you're a Canadian or U.S. citizen, all you have to do is scan your passport, answer a few simple questions, and, you know, boom, you're on your
way.
What
were the questions?
Did you bring any fruits and vegetables? Did you spend any time around livestock?
I said no.
I said no.
But you licked those things.
I said that's a coate. Technically, that's not livestock.
Okay.
More of a cat raccoon thing. And a couple others. And then it spits out a little piece of paper. And the whole idea, I guess, is to get more people through more quickly. But it never works out that way because you have everybody going, what button do I push?
What do you mean by livestock?
Right. Does a cat qualify as livestock or is that just a horse? It's all a horse. But it was just everybody just backed up at this one place. And then, of course, you still have to go through the guy who looks at the piece of paper with your picture on.
Which basically makes the whole thing pointless.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see things like that, and then you see the common sense stuff in places, and I love this. I just tweeted this sign out that was in Mexico at Tulum, the big cliff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you get next to this cliff,
you will fall.
And there's just a little rope. And a sign that says "Don't enter," basically. And
there's no like regulation or
no. And I'm sure if you fall off there and you die,
you are the luck.
You're not. I mean, you can try to sue, but you ain't gonna sue anybody. And that's the same way it was in Switzerland. Went there years ago and skied the Schilthorn.
This is a family show. Watch what you're saying.
Well, that's true. It's not 6:30 yet.
Okay.
Central time. But the thing is, they shot the movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service at this revolving restaurant, and they had these basically same thing, a rope going around the back end, and if you walked, I mean, it was like a 400-foot drop, and all it said was don't enter. Use caution.
Use caution.
Because you couldn't sue. You could not. If you went back there and you fell, you were going to die, and that was it.
I mean, it's pretty evident.
Yeah.
I don't even think you need the rope, really.
No,
the 400-foot drop would kind of just give it away.
Look down. Do you want to end up down there? Okay, then don't step one more step because you will die.
You will die.
But there's those common sense things that we, for whatever reason, we can't seem to get through our head in this country.
I don't even think so much as about reason. It's money. The more crap you put in the way, the more money they make. I feel like that's the reason.
Well, and usually for every warning sign, it means it's like that. Don't touch the coate.
Yeah,
somebody touched the coate. That is a new covfefe, by the way.
That is
don't
touch the coate. But that every warning sign, and in, we've done a lot of work in the tool industry with our website, Tool School. They used to, all the tool manufacturers called the legal department the sales prevention team.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you always had to put on the don't touch the lawnmower, don't touch the
spinning blade.
Do not stick
your hand in the snowblower.
Right. Yeah. Don't touch the blade with your tongue, that sort of thing. Because somebody somewhere along the line did it.
Yeah, and it, actually, just a little programming note, when Doc comes back, we're going to have the
wacky warning labels.
Wacky warning labels, and you should be in for this.
Oh, yeah. And, I definitely want to take part in that.
And it's going to be interesting because, and one of the things he talked about is somebody already did it. That's why there's a label coming for it.
The whole thing with a lawnmower, you know, there's a warning on most lawnmowers. It says, do not, you know, put your fingers under, because people would lift them up and use them as hedge trimmers.
Yep. Actually, by the way, they still do in Puerto Rico.
Well, they actually make a very good hedge trimmer. That's the beauty of it, because they nice flat surface. Mm-hmm. You get, but you know what? You just shouldn't. And of course, Cal, you don't have to worry about it because you don't.
This is why I will not be buying a lawnmower.
So yeah.
You just convinced me again not to buy a
lawnmower. Not to buy?
Yeah.
You could
reason up, number 364 on my list.
You could
of
end
not
up
buying a lawnmower.
Losing your fingers trying to mow.
So you
your
love
hedge.
Your fingers that much?
I do.
Yeah.
That's another reason not to not to get it.
Right. And by trimming the hedges, I mean, you know, trimming the hedges. I think so. TMB listeners have a little too. Just a real quick perusal. Does taking pics of Mexican squirrel nuts count as being around livestock?
Yeah.
Well, there were Mexican squirrels.
You know,
there were.
I mean, the size of that squirrel.
That did qualify.
I would qualify that under livestock.
Did you see the new Confefe?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. It's time to take a break. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Sleep this morning. It's Brad Steggs in for Doc. Cal's here. Chris is here. The whole crew is here. Even Chuck is here.
Except
you still work here?
They don't even know who Chuck
except
is.
For Doc.
I know. They do now. Chuck holds the place. Chuck's like glue.
He holds this place together.
He's like drywall compound. Yeah.
That's
he's
quite
the drywall compound of the Blaze. Yeah.
You're the drywall compound of my heart, Chuck.
You know, women love it when you say that to them.
I don't know why.
This is a big day in history. This was the day that you just heard Michael Pelka talk about. This was the day of the Reagan speech, tear down this wall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It was today?
Yeah.
Not just that. Today also is the one-year anniversary for the Pulse shooting in Orlando.
That's been, good grief, that's been 1 year
ago. It's been a year.
Wow.
There was just a story out about a woman who survived that and then was killed in
a
car
accident.
Yes. Man, talk about when your e-ticket's punched. It's punched.
Yeah, it's like that movie Final Destination.
Uh huh. I love
those. Where you cheat death, but it comes back and finds you.
It will come back to you. But by the way, the last one of those is one of the first one and the last one were the best.
Really?
The 3D many, one.
There's like 14 of them.
Yeah. The ones in the middle sucked. They were horrible.
That's usually the case.
It was on this day in 1994. That was what, 23 years ago?
Yeah.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Today's the day they found them?
This is the day that they were murdered 23 years ago.
Wow.
That's been, and he's still out there. No, he's in jail now.
He's in jail. They got him.
He's still searching for the killer in jail.
Are you going
to
play the audio?
Well, you know what? I was trying to get the audio to, hang on a second. Here we go. Let's see if I can.
We can play. Yeah. Just tell me if you're going to play it. And then,
I'm telling you now. Let's say.
Okay, then play it.
This gate is closed. As long as this scar of a wall is permitted to stand, it is not the German question alone that remains open, but the question of freedom for all mankind. In the 1950s, Khrushchev predicted, "We will bury you." But in the West today, we see a free world that has achieved a level of prosperity and well-being unprecedented in all human history. In the communist world, we see failure. There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Still does.
The big protest coming up.
Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Ta-da. That was 30 years ago today.
Wow. Wow.
30 years ago. Neither one of you were there.
Nope.
Neither one of you were.
I was eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I remember back then it was the, everyone said that Reagan was playing the part of a great president. You know, he sleeps during meetings. They were dissing him just as much as they diss Trump
now
these days.
You think in 30 years it'll be like, Trump was a great president.
All right. Am I going to go out on a limb and say this? Because I did, when I told Stu a year ago that I think something's going to happen. I think, you know, I think, nah, he's never going to, you know. And then, of course, here we are today.
Oh, you mean you called it that he was going to win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stu thought I was crazy. I don't know why I thought it, and I didn't vote for Trump. I still think he has the potential to be one of the best presidents in history.
So next week, we're having a guest that is actually going to talk about that. He cannot come because he's also on vacation this week.
Vacation.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Where's his vacation?
Last week was the week for vacation.
Does anybody work?
No. So he's going to join us next week because he actually believes that. He says there is, every president gets tested. And I've heard Glenn say this.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people around here say this. Every president gets tested. George Bush, 9/11.
Right.
Obama.
What was he tested with?
Okay.
Yeah. Almost every president gets tested.
Pass.
With something. Right.
And he says there's something coming where Trump either will make them or will break them.
Right.
And spoiler, I do not know because he will not tell me what it is.
He knows what it is?
He thinks he knows what it is.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to
tell
us
next week?
He's going to tell next week and about what he thinks is going to be the big break. Because if you think about it, and Glenn's talking about this, it's like the economy's on the fritz.
Yep.
Terrorism is like wildfire right now. And over the weekend, 19 Yazidi girls were burned because they would not have sex with a terrorist.
I did such a good job last week at disconnecting and unplugging from news because I just didn't want
to. Well, there's
know.
No internet in Mexico, so of
well,
course you
could. Actually, it wasn't bad. It was, and you can get things on Netflix in Mexico you can't get here.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many shows did you see? Any new shows?
Actually, I got into Twin Peaks.
Was any of that viewable for underage eyes?
No.
Well, define viewable. But I tried so hard to stay unplugged and coming back and having to dive back into it.
Like
that story is just...
Yeah. So one of the Israeli correspondents texted me because I saw her reporting on it. And I was like, hey, I haven't seen any much coverage about the 19 Yazidi girls that got burned alive
right.
because they wouldn't have sex with the terrorists. And she texted, actually an hour ago, she texted, no, but I can try and find out more information if you want, and I'll come on the show and talk about it. So she's going to try to join us because ISIS burned 19 Yazidi girls because they would not...
And they released a video of it, right?
And they released a video. And I've been looking for that video since last
why?
Night.
Why would you want to see
well,
that?
Because you want to be...
Yeah.
You.
I know you want to...
It's weird.
You don't want to be numb to it. You don't want to be so jaded that you're like, but I guess just...
But it is so strange when you watch them because I've watched the beheading videos. I've watched all... And it is... Your brain does not allow... There's a switch in your brain. It goes, it can't be real, even though it's real.
So when I was looking for that, I found other videos just as propaganda where they had a three-year-old shoot a prisoner on the head. And I was like, no, there's no way this three-year-old can do it. Holy crap, this three-year-old did it. Then they had a 10-year-old cut somebody's head off. And when you said that mind will not let you do it, all I could say is that's fake.
Yeah.
No, that's fake. That's not real blood.
Yeah,
that's not a real hit, because you're like, no, the body will not do that.
Right.
No, there's no way. It's a minute. No, it's like 2 minutes and 40 seconds of just little kids performing horrendous acts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
well, I'll say this, and I know it sounds weird, but they are amazing at putting these videos together. Yeah.
I'm telling you this: you take an ISIS producer, take him to Hollywood, mm-hmm. he'll make a great movie.
Yeah. It is very, very strange.
I'll show you after the show. You can see it.
No, it's the production values. I don't need to see it.
Cal's already back in bed. thank you for coming in. There's a glimmer of hope, because we met a guy. His name is Yin. Met him he was on the tour of Tulum, and he's from South Korea. So we ended up having dinner with him, and he started talking about President Trump. And he said, I think Trump is a very smart man. He said, because I asked the guy, you know, aren't you worried, obviously, about going home? He was going home the next day. I think this was Wednesday we met him. He was going home on Thursday to South Korea. Which, how do you do that? How do you go home knowing what you're going home to?
I mean, but I guess when you're next to it for so long, you become like, oh, all right, you know, another threat, another nuclear missile test, another this crazy bastard did something. I guess they become so used to it.
That's just it. You become numb to the whole thing, which it's kind of like the videos. But this guy, he said, I'm hoping for a smart, I think that was the word he used, a smart resolution to the problem. I mean, they all know that Kim Jong-un is wackadoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he held out hope. He says, I hope that they have a way that they can make a smart, a smart resolution to this problem. But I don't know how that happens without just going in there and just taking the guy out.
Yeah, send in SEAL Team 6. That's the smart resolution.
Which technically we're not supposed to do.
Right.
You know, but we do it all the time.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
All the time.
On the hush-hush.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you even give a guy like that to make him?
I don't know.
I don't even know what they want. What do they want?
No, that's just it.
He has it all.
Yeah. He likes to hear his own voice rattle inside his head. Yeah. That's all. That's all it is. And speaking of war, it was on this day, going back to the big days in history. It was in 1940 that Ford accepted a contract, basically, to manufacture Rolls-Royce engines for British and U.S. airplanes. Which, again, going back to that time period, we were able to convert the country into a war machine. What would we do now?
Who knows?
I mean, what do we make anymore that you could stop the presses at the factory and start making tanks or whatever?
Mm.
We don't make anything.
Selfies.
We
make selfies.
We could. Yeah, I guess we could
make
do that.
Kim Kardashians. Can we send them to war?
Yes. Can you just send them not to war? Can you just send them?
Yeah, just send them over. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, keep the tweets coming in. Tweet us, use the daily hashtag What I Learned Today, at The Blaze Brad, at Cal79, at Real Chris Cruz. See if a single person on the plane carrying apocalypse plague spreader. Soaping Doug just said, if a single person on plane was carrying an apocalyptic plague spread by touch, Carter just ended the human race. you couldn't see it, but Jimmy Carter's on a plane,
President,
shaking everybody's hand on the plane.
Oh, God.
You know, I've got a guy, a friend of mine, that's his hero.
Really?
No, I don't care if it's Carter, but I want to get off the plane. Could you please hurry it up?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. Let's go.
Well, come on. It's an ex-president.
So what? Okay, I shook Jimmy Carter's hand. How's my day going to change?
Damn,
how's my life
going to
get better in any way, shape, or form? Or any president for that matter. Give me your favorite president.
Yeah, who's your favorite president?
In the United States?
Yeah. Yes. This is where we are. We're not in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I was going to say Luis Muñoz Marín. So.
I love that guy.
I did too.
His solo album?
Yes.
My favorite.
I know. It was like Pavarotti
of
Puerto Rico. We are the 51st state, so
not yet,
back
you
off.
Aren't.
Back off. We voted.
If you can get 23%
of this population.
Yeah.
You know, we voted for that statehood, damn it.
Yeah. Kieran Alayson tweeted, don't touch the coati. It's good advice. Or for Jeffy MRA, it's just a euphemism. That is the truth. Let's get a break in here. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Yeah, Doc is taking much needed time off to go to the psychiatrist.
Oh, don't blow his head. Don't make his head any.
Well, yeah. You know, he had to go to the doctor for that thing.
Much needed.
Right.
Not much
what,
needed.
The sciatic?
Yeah. No. He doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
Sciatic. Oh,
why? It was a relief factor.
Oh.
Yeah. It cured his sciatic pains.
It did cure his sciatic pains. Relief factor, I'm telling you, the stuff works. If you are suffering from any kind of pain, and my lower back. Because
your
I caught
whole,
the old.
Your whole, you know, pretty you've much, got some mileage.
Yeah, I'm what would be considered a well-used vehicle.
If there's anybody here that's older than Doc, I think it might be you.
Yeah, that's me.
You cut pretty close.
Technically, Glenn's a little older than me.
He looks like a lot better, though.
By like a month. Well, you haven't seen him naked.
Wow. The butt kissing you're doing right now, Cal. Yeah, right. Fascinating. Honest,
you've already got the job, Cal. You don't have to worry about that. Got to
keep those paychecks rolling in, you know?
If you need to find relief from your pain, and the one thing that everybody, whenever we have people come in to do testimonials for Relief Factor, to record them for TV, they always say, I heard you talk about it, and I waited.
Don't wait.
And I waited for like a month, and then I ordered it, and it worked. So basically, you sat around in pain for a month longer than you needed to.
And that's why I don't know. Why are you sitting in pain while you could relieve the pain right now?
Exactly.
Well, 7 to 10 days, but...
Exactly. Yeah, that's usually about how long it takes. 7 to 10 days, most people. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Get a three-week quick start pack for just $20. That is relieffactor.com. I'm going to play this now, he says. And hold on a second.
Aww.
We lost him.
We did.
On Friday. And you know what? Doc is always saying, you know, if you can't fix it, feature it.
Yes.
That's what Adam West did. He realized he was always going to be... And he went with it. He said I was reading an article, an interview with him several years ago, and he thought, you know, I'm never going to be able to shake this. I got typecast, but it's a good thing. He actually took the blessing.
Right.
He did, and he played an amazing role in Family Guy as well, as Mayor Adam West.
Right. Yeah.
And he played that character so well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was himself.
He was. It was so sad, because my son is like, Batman died because... He was here when the news broke over the weekend. And I was like, yes. He said, wait a minute. Real Earth had Batman? I'm like, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, we did.
Yes.
And his name was
Adam West.
Adam West. And he said we were making morality plays for kids that adults watched.
Right.
And he played it arrow straight. And it was just, he got to choose Burt Ward. He got to choose who played
Robin.
Okay. Robin. And Burt Ward had no acting experience, but he did know karate. so he could make the scenes look good. I mean, you know, whether or
it
not
was funny because I bought the movie Batman from 1966,
uh-huh.
And my son was like, "This is not Batman." I'm like, "Son, this is Batman."
This is the
I went to Amazon and bought me the whole series of Batman just because it was so much simpler times. And if you watch the movie now, you're like. Wow, simplest times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I actually laugh. Wow. I mean, it's cheesy, but I laugh at the jokes.
I laugh out loud, actually.
Kerp quack.
Bang.
Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, and there was always a good message. Always a good message.
Good guys win?
Yeah, most of the time. It used to be. Here's the hashtag what I learned today. Morning Blaze continues next.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.